a world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
To the highest podcast around. It is To Be Blunt, brought to you by, I should say, the hottest and only cannabis podcast network in the USA, PodConX, and of course, To Be Blunt Productions. Tonight we are powered by Sage Trees and of course the homies over here, Agro Lighting. Going down, they'll be on the show later on. We're going to be talking grow facility setup. We're going to be talking the lighting. We're going to be talking social justice issues, all kinds of shit, so don't go nowhere. This shit's going to be popping. Joining me at the top of the hour, my homies Mallory and Kelsey going to join. We're going to be talking the event happening this Saturday. It is going down, woman, wellness, and of course, weed. You already know, going down. Spotlight Arena, so we're going to talk more about that. And then I have a very special guest joining me all the way from the UK. It is fashion aficionado Susie Q. We're going to be covering all the ridiculous, the most ridiculous outfits coming out of the Met Gala this weekend. You don't want to miss this. This shit going to be funny. And you already know, I got my blood. I got my oversized joint. We still haven't finished. I'm going to try to get through both of these tonight. So we're going to see what's going to happen. And you already know the chat is popping. I see you. Hey, Zeus. Going it up in here. Chef Goof will be calling in. So don't go nowhere for that. He ain't here tonight, but he's going to be calling in down in Philly, taking care of some shit. So my man's going to be up in the phone lines, which are open. 860-384-7110. Yes, sir. So let's do what we do best. It's going down. We're about to get lit as fuck. I'm about to light this blunt. Thank you for tuning in. It's the highest podcast around. It is To Be Blunt. Yo. No.
Tell me.
Oh, I was going to say, yo, if I did not have my weed ready to go, I would be pissed. I'm about to be pissed, yo. Yes, sir, CT in the house, baby. I got a King Palm filled with some Don Mega. Don Mega from my man Rexy Meds. You already know Don Mega. There's some fire. So you already know, grab your weed, grab your concentrates, your edibles, whatever it is, you get to that next level, and let's smoke it if you got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, El Dude in the house, El Duderino. Man. Yo, Don Mega. You can never go wrong with some Don Mega, yo. Oh, God. Woo! Now that that's out of the way. Yo, what up, Adam from Connecticut? Smoking on some GG4? All right, y'all. I got that Don Mega. You got the GG4. Let me know what you smoke down in the comments. For sure. Then he says, I grew myself. My man. Send me some. I'll review it right here on the show in front of everybody. No, for real, though. We will do that. Anyone, if you know, growers out there, feel free. We'll give you a live review right here on 2B Blunt. No questions asked. Now then. Let's get into my first guest. I don't want to waste no time. We have a very important event coming up this weekend in Connecticut. And it has to do with women and wellness. So, without wasting any more time, let me introduce my first guest. You might know her from Instagram as Normal Moms Club. It is Mallory. What's up, homie?
What up? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I just saw a nest of baby birds.
A nest of baby birds.
Sitting here outside. It was so cute.
Wow. That's the highlight of the day, I'm guessing.
I mean, I didn't know they were there. They're like right next to my house. I just witnessed, you know, some National Geographic shit in my backyard.
Dope. That's where, yeah, listen, that's where it happens. Yeah. The most fantastic shit happens right in your backyard. You never know it. Speaking of right in our backyard, okay. Happening right here in our backyard in Connecticut, fantastic event happening this weekend. You guys don't want to miss it. If you're going to be in the area on Saturday, we have a fantastic event happening. Women in Wellness going down May 13, 2023, 5 to 9 p.m. for free at the Spotlight Arena at Dixville Ave in Hamden. I know that we have Kelsey that's going to be joining us. Eventually, she's going to be calling in. But why don't you give us the rundown before we get started? What's going on with this event, Women and Wellness? Now, I remember about a year ago, we had a Women, Wellness, and Weed event, right? So would this be, is this the same thing? Is it like making the return?
This is similar. We're showcasing, you know, a lot of our local vendors, a lot of our craft vendors. We have, you know, just women-owned businesses in Connecticut that are, you know, cannabis businesses, craft businesses, you know, CBD companies. Should be a lot of fun. Okay. We have, I know the Sugar Leaf is going to be there.
Big we have shout out to Sugar vendors. Leaf, for sure.
I'm sorry?
Big shout out Sugar Leaf right here in Middletown, Connecticut. It's cool. They're gonna be part of the event too. Hometown, yo.
She's going to be doing everything. Yeah. She has her yoga events, and we're lucky enough to have her joining up with us. It's at the Spotlight Arena, which is just a really great event space. We have events there like 6 days a week, and they're nice enough to let us showcase, you know, all the local women.
Did you just say 6 days a week?
6 days a week.
So wait a second. So out of the 7 days, six of those days in a week, you have events happening at the Spotlight Arena?
We have great events happening, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Taco trucks, pizza trucks, fried dough.
Oh my gosh, yo. So you
smoothies.
So is this event limited? Like, is it free to get in? You know, people get there, what can they expect?
So it's free to get in. It is members only. To become a member, you can check us out on Instagram, and pick up a ticket on Eventbrite. Everybody does need their own ticket, and everybody needs an ID. It is 21 plus.
Okay.
We have security there. It's very safe. You know, we check IDs, people, we have metal detectors, everything to make sure that everybody going inside and leaving is safe.
That's awesome, man. So you got nice security.
That's a big priority of ours.
Yeah, you're going to be able to come in, have a nice, awesome event with women in business in cannabis. Are they going to, is it just Connecticut now, or is this going to be open to?
You know, I would have to ask Kelsey. I think most of them are Connecticut. I'm not sure if we have anybody from out of state. I think most of them are from Connecticut, but we have to ask Kelsey on that one. Because I do most of the marketing and things like that. So I just see their social media accounts.
Well, I hope she calls in.
I know. Well, that's where she is. It gets rowdy there.
That's it. So she's down right now. Spotlight Arena. What's happening right now is what? Turpy Thursday.
Yeah. Turpy Thursday is happening right now. Again, 5 to 9. All these events are on Eventbrite. So if you check out Eventbrite, Turpy Thursday, Women in Wellness is on there. You do need to get a ticket through Eventbrite to go in. A ticket is required. It has to match your ID. But yeah, we have that day. There's actually two. There's one in the morning too. The whole weekend we have something going on. That Friday we have a boy band themed party. Saturday we have Women in Wellness. And then Sunday we have book club.
Well, let's hold on. This might be Kelsey right here.
Oh my gosh.
To be blunt, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Kelsey. How you doing?
Hey, oh,
you made it! Thank God.
I have made it. I made it. How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. I wasn't sure you were going to call in. I'm so happy you did it. We were just talking about the big event happening this Saturday, Women in Wellness, and you are.
We are beyond excited about it.
Yes. Well, Mallory was just telling me all the awesome things happening. We were just left off on a cliff note where we were wondering if this was opening to all women in business, or does it have to be strictly Connecticut? Like, what's the deal with that?
It could be open to all women business. They could just reach out to the book club Instagram if they were willing to be a participant. We do say that in order to be a participant, it has to be 50% women owned. You know, obviously there are companies where it might be a married couple. So if that is the case, obviously 50%, but if anything under 50% is disqualified, it has to be at minimum 50% owned by female.
Listen, I think that's an awesome requirement, especially in this day and age, you know, especially when there's so much happening right now in cannabis and women, you know, just coming up and they're grinding, especially around here. Like I see all the time, you see the women out there throwing events, running shit, like boss-ass shit, yo, happening right here in our backyard, yo. This event is one of those things, and it should be celebrating that shit because y'all are bosses. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's a market where it's predominantly taken over by so many men, so we really want to just give women a platform to shine because, you know, some of these women really put their grind out all day, every day. And, you know, we just really want to spotlight that for them. And especially, you know, as I did catch a little bit of what you, Mallory, were saying as I was walking out the door to come call in. And I heard you ask if it was the same event from a year ago. And that's kind of what brought it back. You know, we were seeing the pictures from March, and it got me thinking that, you know, we now have this lovely space that we were able to, you know, have a great return to it. And as we did last year, there would be a charity portion. And this year, we're very thrilled that the fundraiser we'll be going for is any proceeds we raise from our raffle is all going to go 100% to Planned Parenthood, something we couldn't do last year with the partner I had. But this year, we're going full in. They were against it. But this year, we wanted to come back with a bang and go right for Planned Parenthood.
That's awesome.
With everything happening in this world today, we really think that that's where we need to put it, you know?
So 100% of the proceeds are going to Planned Parenthood. I think that's great. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Y'all are killing it. Y'all are killing it, yo. You're killing it. I'm so happy. What else should people know? What's some crucial information, aside from obviously the where, when, and how, about showing up in this event and what to expect? Because I know there's people who are, you know, a little interested about, you know, other than obviously you know, weed and food trucks, which we talked about a little bit before, different kind of businesses like the Sugar Leaf. What else can we expect as far as different
there's
businesses?
Certainly going to be sorry to cut you off, PZ. I knew you were still talking. But as far as other vendors, we definitely have a couple of different arts and craft vendors. We have somebody who's going to be coming in doing hair braiding. We have a couple different little, you know, estheticians. There's some tarot. And certainly, you know, this is our first event, so we're hoping it inspires some other people to come out. If anybody wanted to reach out to the book club Instagram as a last-minute participant, you know, we're certainly still have space, and this is an open opportunity for any female-owned businesses to reach out if they want to participate. You know, there's not really any restriction on what we're trying to bring in. We really want to spotlight anybody, and anybody who wants a chance to be in the spotlight, we want to give it to them.
Absolutely. And if you want to get more,
yeah, the more the better. The more unique, you know, cool businesses, the better.
There's candles, jewelry. We want everything.
Absolutely. And that's great. And if y'all want to be part of this, or you just want to go and check this out, it's going down this Saturday. At underscore your favorite book club on IG to get all the information you want. I'm going to throw the flyer back up on here one last time so you guys can get it down. It's going down this Saturday, May 13th, 5 to 9 p.m., Women in Wellness at the Spotlight Arena, 1349 Dixwell Ave. Make sure you hit up Eventbrite and get your tickets, because that's the only way your ass is getting in. Did I get that right?
You nailed it, PZ. You absolutely nailed it.
Well, listen, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on here and promoting the event and giving women in Connecticut, the both of you, a chance to shine. Fucking awesome.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, PZ.
You guys have a good one.
Thanks, PZ. Appreciate you.
Ladies, I'm sorry. My bad. Y'all, I'm working on that. Y'all. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Susie Q going down right here, to be blunt. And, of course, Matt Kaczynski, we're going to be coming up next. So, make sure you guys light that shit back up, because I know my blunt went out. It's fucked up. It's kind of fucked up. So, let me get back to that. To be blunt, we'll be right back.
We're rolling the fattest blunts. It's To Be Blunt with PZ.
PZ Pitt. There's a reason why we call this bitch this year's first overall pick. You feel me? Going down. This song was the official Hustlers anthem. Cause everybody was hustling, turn your radios up. Take a listen.
Now if you catch me in the back of a Fleetwood Lac, going a triple Kiwi Maybach, riding on flat, say what's that, bitch? As I'm stepping out of the car, it's the motherfucking PZ, someone show me the bar. You can serve me up a shot of something thrown, that's good. But fucking let me get the whole bottle, that understood? Yeah, that's me, PZ, and this is for you. This song is for the hustlers trapping here to Kalamazoo. And if you hustle, it don't have to mean just pounds of bricks. I'ma hustle some CDs up to your friends and your bitch. It's however you survive and put some food on your plate. Do what it is and make sure that you're taking your bait. Now most of my people chose the route of trapping the streets, and a few of us chose to trap and spit over beats. We ain't accepting defeats, but we stacking receipts. Now sit back and peep the hook, you better put on repeat. Every morning I wake up to a Nextel chirp. It's time to get up out of bed and start putting in work.
That's how you know this shit's old. Nextel chirp.
Man, the haters don't understand. Alarms going off, your wife starts to yell. Yeah, you're working 9 to 5 and shit, I know how that felt. Now I'm flipping, and if I want to, bitch, then I'll sleep.
Listen.
So
yo,
tone your voice down.
How can I call myself a victim to the way that I'm living? When there's people dying, suffering, and living in prison. We got junkies on the lawns of the White House building. The nation's capital got some of the most violent killings, I guess. I wasn't built to be the leader of people, I rest. While bums ease the pain with leaders of evil, I stress. From taking pills, cause I live in the matrix. Celebrities' only concern is getting a facelift. Can't even go outside just to play with our children. Kids catching crossfire, gotta stay in the building. Walk into the corner store, they're just the innocent victim. See a hustler's nightmare, it's not the sentence you give them. Single mothers, food stamps, daddies leaving their sons. A little sister on the porch like, and he's gonna come. Sooner or later, karma runs this course, I'm destined for greatness. Lamborghini Diablo, while I'm dressed in the latest.
Every morning I wake up to a Nextel chirp. It's time to get up out of bed and start putting in work. Bitch, I'm flipping. I buy you everything, so quit tripping.
Man, the haters don't understand. Alarms going off. Your wife starts to yell. Yeah, you're working 9 to 5 and shit. I know how that felt. Now I'm flipping.
It's the only show that smacks harder than your mama. It's the 2B Blunt Podcast.
2B Blunt. We are back. We are back. Coming up real soon. My man Mike Matt Kaczynski hanging out in the, I'm tripping over my words here, hanging out in the motherfucking green room ready to go. But first, I got a very special guest here. It's, I don't even understand how this came about. But let me just tell you, I went above and beyond to bring this guest in all the way from the UK. Her name is Susie Q. If y'all are familiar, I'm sure you guys must have seen the pictures all over the internet of the motherfucking Met Gala, where these celebrities show up in the most outrageous fucking outfits you ever fucking seen, and they strut down the red carpet to all this shit. So I said, you know what? Fuck E! News, MTV News just shut down. Nobody's doing the red carpet reviews no more. We're gonna bust that shit out right fucking here. So, without further ado, let me bring in very special guest. She is a fashion aficionado out of the UK. Susie Q. Susie Q, are you there?
Hello.
Susie Q, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, very well, very well. I'm really excited to have you on here. Somebody who's, you know, a fashion genius like yourself.
I am honored to be blunt. I feel like a celebrity.
Well, you pretty much are a celebrity right here. You know, I know out where, at least where you're from, you're very well known, Susie Q.
Don't you know it? How you been?
Don't you know it? I don't even know why that's funny. I'm so fucking high right now. I smoked that first blunt real fast, y'all. Real fast, y'all. Anyway, Susie Q, all right, Susie, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna bust out these red carpet images, and I want you, obviously, to give me your best expertise about what you think about the getup.
Oh, me? You want my personal opinion?
That's what, obviously, yes. You're the aficionado, like they say, right? So let's do this out. I'm gonna bust out. Let's do this. Let's get my first up here. We have Rachel Brosnahan. I don't even know that's how you say it. Rachel Brosnahan. Tell me more about this look.
A Brosnahan. Bras, no han.
No,
where's the bra?
Bras not on.
Where's your nipples?
They're covered under these Oreo cookies, yo. They got Oreo cookies covering the nipples.
There's dark and then there's darker.
Let's go to our next celebrity here. We have Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner, no pants.
Nope.
Feeling cheeky, are we?
That is definitely the cheekiest outfit at the Met Gala, I'll tell you that right now.
Or maybe taking out the daddy and feeling ballsy. Too soon.
All right, let's go to our next celebrity. We have Billie Eilish. How do you describe this look?
Well, if I did not want to be here, was a meme.
This would be it.
This is it. 100%.
This is the look of I don't want to be here. All right, that's gonna win you awards, I'm sure.
I don't care. Look.
How about Cardi B here? Cardi B and her Mary Poppins getup.
Cardi B. I love her, but my goodness. Is she a refugee from Alice in Wonderland?
That's one way to describe this look. Alice in Wonderland.
a dirty wedding cake topper? What is this?
You really are like a professional. A dirty wedding cake topper? Stop, y'all. my God. A dirty wedding pancake topper. I can't even. All right.
Almost edible.
Let's keep it going here. We got, who's this? Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. My dear, how poor are you that you have to put together this dress with bobby pins?
It looks like a baby's diaper.
Are you trying to go for the safety pin baby diaper look?
That's exactly what it looks like. Baby diapers. Why would people wear this? I don't understand. How about Lil Nas X? Tell me about this one.
There are no words. No words. Just rough showering for a week straight. No doubt about that. That's going to hurt.
That's gonna take a lot to get that off, huh? How about Kim Kardashian?
Oh, the Kardashian. Which Kardashian? There were too many on the carpet with cheeks and kimonos and beads and anal beads all over the place. Which Kardashian?
Is this an anal bead she's wearing?
I don't know how else to place my finger on that.
I don't think you'd want to if they are. How about Doja Cat? How do you rate this look?
Doja Cat. Is it the mayor from Whoville? Or maybe another refugee from Cats?
Yo, the Whoville comment got me, Susie. The Whoville comment. The Whoville comment. How about Lizzo? Do Lizzo.
Go back to Doja.
Go back to Doja.
What? One quick note.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Do you realize she answered every interview question with a meow?
Shut the fuck up.
Every question.
Okay.
Okay.
That's strange, but okay.
Do not start with the Lizzo. Lizzo, do not say she looks like Ursula. My goodness, she looked the most normal there.
Honestly, I think you're right. This is the most normal average dress I've seen so far. Wait. How about Rihanna and Valentino and ASAP Rocky and Gucci?
Well, Cardi B was a dirty wedding cake topper, and now we have another top of a wedding cake.
Why is ASAP Rocky wearing a kilt over his jeans?
I do not want to address that. I'm a little more concerned that Rihanna made everyone wait 1 hour after the red carpet started just to show up to our hotel.
But these celebrities, they're just asking for so much, you know? They just do whatever they want, yo. This guy's outfit screams like, I'm going to St. Patrick's Day, but I'm keeping it casual. It's a great look. This is almost my favorite one. Jared Leto. Jared Leto in this, how would you describe this, Susie Q?
Oh, Jared Leto. He understood the assignment, and that is be insane. You are now dressed as a fairy holding your own head. Very similar.
Why would anybody show up to a Met Gala wearing this outfit?
Very similar to the time I ate an edible, and that's what my cat looked like.
this is fashion now. I can just dress up as a cat, and I'm good to hit the red carpet. Like that's it. Hello.
Nowadays.
I thought you disappeared, Susie Q. I know there's a time difference between me and you.
I'm shaking the head. I have no words.
All right, Susie Q, thank you so much for joining for this amazing rundown of the Met Gala. I don't even know what to say after that.
Thank you. It was amazing being on the podcast. Thank you so much.
That's right. No, thank you. Thank you. It's been so amazing. I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be on this show with me and cover this very exclusive coverage for the Met Gala. Thank you.
The one and only. Susie Q out. Thank you.
Susie Q out. Donna in, though. Donna says Jared can do anything he wants. I don't know, Donna. Not in that. Not in that. I'm sorry, but there's like a line you have to draw at some point, and that might be the one for me. I'm just saying. Donna Taylor, welcome to the show. In a couple minutes, we're going to be bringing in Matt Kaczynski, Senior Technical Consultant for Agro Lighting. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be an awesome conversation. I'm excited to have my man on. I'm trying to keep it old school today with the songs. I don't know why, but I'm just kind of like in the mood for like old school. But the problem is that all my old shit, I just thought I was so gangster. So gangster. So let's take it back to, oh God, 2004, 5, 6, somewhere like there. With another great song. Peasy, I'm a Trap Star right here. 2B Blunt.
Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding foe, me, I'm a trap star. This ain't no game, boy, welcome to the trap. Where people riding clean, tipping foes, and they lax it. You look real close, you'll see what then they laugh it. A quarter pound of haze rolled up in a sack, free. Bagged up, so we risk intent to sell. We stay running from the law, saying fuck a jail cell. Shit, I got what you want, won't. Got what you need, need. Chef, boy, RP, mix it pancakes of weed. We the blocks love when they see the fleet in the street. Cause they know it's Project P. I'm a hero to the fiends. I'm a hustler to my people cause they know I flip green. I could take a 42 and turn it into 53. So when you need some goodies, man, you need to see me. I'll have it at your door, man, within the 23. A pound cats, I'll add a few, we'll make it 33. The only thing I promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding for me, I'm a trap star. Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding for me, I'm a trap star. Back on the block, where I flip my greatest stacks. What I'm smoking in my Lexi. Making easy money, keeps my pockets looking fat. Got to digi way out, then I'm handing you the sack. But don't hit the trap if you ain't got money. You left your wallet at your house, I don't see nothing money. See the fiends keep them flying, selling sacks they on fire. 16 O's in the blink of an eye. The streets know who's gonna hold it down, it's PZ. The people know who's there stepping into Getty. The owner knows that I need a drink and one Dutch. In an hour I'll be higher from the shit that's straight clutch. So if I'm laid back, smoking miles, looking blowed. Everybody know, Project P back on the go. If you got a next, tell you know how it goes.
Easy, let me get a half.
Nah, homie, cop and no. Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding for me, I'm a trap star. Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding for me, I'm a trap star. Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding for me, I'm a trap star. Back on the block, look at me, I'm a trap star. Hurt by the pound, look at me, I'm a trap star. Making easy money, look at me, I'm a trap star. Flipping O's, riding for me, I'm a trap star.
Warning. Warning. Watching this show might give you contact high.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's 2B Blunt with Peasy.
Blunt, funny story. That song actually won me a huge contest on Hot 93.7 here in Connecticut. They played my shit at midnight on, like, Saturday for 4 weeks in a row. People were calling in. I had to go me against some other artists, and I had to go back-to-back 4 weeks in a row. I won straight 4 weeks, and I had to open for Mim Saigon and Pharoah Monk over at Toad's Place. That shit was dope. Cool tidbit, guys. Nonetheless, let's time for the main event. Let's bring in my guest. He is the senior technical consultant for Agro Lighting. Hope I said that right. What's up, Holly? Agro Lighting, he is Matt Kaczynski. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Bro, look at this fancy-ass motherfucking setup you got here.
We talk a lot, you know?
You got the microphone, you got the mic stand, you got the boom arm, you got the headphones. You look like you're ready to do your own podcast.
Well, actually, we were for a little while and decided against it. Just too much work.
Really?
Yeah, we were going to call it the Growers Podcast. That was about 3 years ago.
Oh, shit. See? Well, look at that. And now you're going to put it to use. Look at that. It didn't go to waste. My man, listen, I appreciate you being on the show. It's such an honor to have you guys, especially you, coming on and talking to us about Agro Lighting. Agro Lighting, you guys can check them out on Instagram at agrolighting.ig. And also, if you're going to be in Connecticut next weekend, they will be here at Anycan, correct?
Yeah, we'll be walking the floor. We'll also be doing a private party at Agave, so we'll have a presence there for sure.
Wait, time out. You're having a private party and you didn't give me an invite?
I did. I totally did.
No way. I didn't remember that.
Checks in the mail. I don't know what to tell you.
Checks in the mail. That's fucking awesome. So you guys are going to be there scouting around, walking around the floor. You're doing a party there. You're getting the name out, Agro Lighting. Are you guys based out of Connecticut?
Yeah, we are based out of Manchester, Connecticut. I'm actually in our Manchester office right now. You know, we formed 7 years ago. I've been part of the team about four. Been an interesting journey. I've been through like 40, 50 different grow ops all over the country. I've seen everything, good, bad, and ugly. So, you know, if you have any questions about it, like, let me know. It's a really dynamic and evolving space, this horticultural stuff. It's amazing, especially coming from the underground to actual, like, legal commercial operations and, you know, botanists and horticulturalists coming into the fray. You know, things are evolving quickly. And I think a lot of the science and technology and whatnot that we're developing now is going to be used in food production as well. So it's pretty cool.
So you're seeing this taking on a whole new life and switching over maybe from not just cannabis, but to also just the complete food industry. It's taking over.
Well, think about it. Like, does it make sense to grow lettuce in California and then drive it across the country? Like, we should produce food closer to where it's consumed. It lasts longer. It tastes better. It uses infinitely less water, you know, which is pretty important if you look at what's going on out west. Even with all this snow, all this rain, there's a huge deficit in lake mead still. You know, we're definitely in a climate crisis. You know, my background was earth science, sustainable energy. I was a carbon inventory analyst for Eastern. So I've been studying climate science for, you know, over a decade, and we're going to hell in a handbasket, to be honest with you.
You know what's crazy is I've always had an absolute fascination with weather. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Always. I don't know why. Even as a kid, dude, me and my buddies, anytime we had like any kind of like tropical storm or hurricane or some dumb shit, we'd be out, much to our parents' displeasure, out in our riding bikes in the thunderstorms and the shit, trying to like be storm chasers. Like, I always wanted to do that shit. Never pursued, but I just always had a fascination. I still do to this day. If my wife wants to know the weather, she knows just to ask me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you. So yeah, like, I've enjoyed it as well.
Oh, look at that. Adam's a grower too, right? This is going to be great for you then. It's going to be great for you guys.
I love that, yeah. Check out our lights, man. We got a different approach than most. We make our own. We don't white label our stuff. We have a very environmental viewpoint on the way we produce horticultural lighting. We want to bring the lighting closer to the plant mass so we can overcome what's called the inverse square law. What that means is every time you double the distance between the light source and you know, the surface that it's hitting, you're losing about half of your usable photons. And with LEDs, you can really space them out. You know, I don't know if you can see this panel behind me, but they're huge, right? So you can bring them real close, get that high intensity at lower wattages. So you're, you know, producing less carbon when you produce this cannabis, getting higher intensity and bigger yields. with less wattage.
Now, normally, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm obviously not an expert grower by any means. But it was always my understanding that if the light is too close to the plant, you could like burn the plant, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you have to monitor what's called photosynthetic active radiation, right?
Okay.
And if you have too much concentration in one area or another, you can definitely burn up the plant. So there's PAR meters that they sell, and you can kind of assess how many photons are being delivered to your plant. And in addition to that, it's not just about light. You need supplemental CO2, the appropriate amount of nutrient and water regimen to use this unnaturally strong light. You know, every day is the sunniest day in California when you're in an indoor horticultural space. So you need way more food, way more CO2.
See, and that makes the whole thing different from growing outdoors. Like, it's a whole different ball game when you're going from outside doing a greenhouse, for example, and then coming in and growing indoors. Now, I've had a few different facilities on the show, one specifically in Portland, Oregon, that was on here, and they had given us a tour of their indoor grow, and it's just such a whole different atmosphere. Like,
hopefully it was clean. Right. Hopefully it was real clean.
You have to almost artificially create the outside, but also manage the outside consequences that come in. So, like, even though you're growing indoors, like, you still can get, pests and shit, like, all kinds of stuff that could still happen indoors.
Yeah, and it's worse. If you get pests indoors, it's infinitely worse to deal with because it's a monoculture. It just spreads like wildfire. So you have to have real strong SOPs. Standard operating procedures. You got to have a level of compartmentalization of risk. You don't want these massive grow rooms. You want a little, they can be decently big, maybe 36 footprints. That's 4x4 each footprint would be my ideal size to kind of, compartmentalize your risk, because in this space, everything's just a gold rush and everyone's making $1 million. Oh, no way. If you're not doing everything perfect, you're going out of business. I mean, look at the biggest players are bleeding money constantly.
All the time.
It's because they have one crop go down. They work for free for the whole year. They got two crops go down, they're out of business, So that goes into facility design. I'm actually on the NCIA's board of facility design. And, we actually talk with, our team is pretty diverse. People in greenhouse manufacturing that use geothermal systems to help, control the environment without using too much electricity and whatnot. You've got other equipment manufacturers that are, developing HVAC and dehues for horticultural spaces. Right. When you think of an AC or a dehumidifier, these things were engineered and designed for the comfort of people.
Right.
And they've been applied to horticulture. But, the plant needs to go from 50% relative humidity to 90. We want it right around 65, 70. And that's it. And there's efficiency losses. And, the industry's learning and it's learning quick.
I'm glad you brought up the fact that you do facility design, because that is something that I'm very much interested in. I actually love watching YouTube videos about people taking bare spaces and creating, grows. And the bigger the better, honestly, because I just love seeing how much I'm a tech guy, right? So I do IT for, that's my shoot job. That's my 9 to 5. So I'm an IT guy. Yeah. So for me, when I see this shit, I'm like, this is fucking cool, man. Like, this is so fucking dope how they have so much tech that goes into setting up these grow spaces, man. And that tech is changing so fast. Every year there's something crazy that comes out, right? So the same goes on with LEDs and lighting. Like, how do you keep up with that constant change of technology that happens in this field? Because you're here today, and in 3 months, something new shiny comes along, and it's tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, we're a small company. We diversified our offerings to stay competitive and whatnot. It's hard to compete with Hawthorne. There's very little funding for these grow ops and whatnot. So, when people are deciding on their equipment, price points are a pretty important thing. There's also some players in the game that are very large that are strong arming purchasing decisions, which I can't really get into in detail. It's kind of sad to see, backdoor deals and whatnot.
Wait a second. We got some shady stuff going on here.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I can't be naming people and stuff and putting ourselves, at risk of liable or something like that, And it's all hearsay at the end of the day, but you kind of know what's going on. If you got to know somebody to some extent. But for us, we try to deliver a high quality product with that's reliable and extremely efficient. We have probably the most efficient fixtures available now, and And then beyond that, tie in horticultural methodology. We don't grow huge plants. We don't see value in that. If you shorten the vegetative period, you get five crops a year out of a room, but you're only growing the tops of the plant. You're flipping them after a week in veg, right? And you're going right to bloom. That's the most efficient way where, you know, your price per pound is manageable. You're going to survive that price plunge, which happens in every emerging market, right? So, you know, that's kind of what we preach, and that's kind of how we design our lights.
That's an interesting approach to growing. So you shorten the veg, you're flipping five different, you know, times a year, and you're constantly doing the income. Now, let me ask you, though, what's the difference in yield when you do that, though?
Very little, honestly, hardly any, because you're increasing the plant count, right? So you're just really not spending as much time in veg and having fewer plants. You're just having more plants, but depending on how different, you know, states legislate, what you can grow, the ideal vegetative period changes. You know, some states limit your number of plants. Some states say, hey, you got $5,000 in a wet dream, go for it. Grow as much as you want. That's, Oklahoma of all places is the Wild West. There are many grow ops in Oklahoma as there are California. There are what, like 60 million people in California and 4 million people in Oklahoma. Better believe that's saturating the illicit market right now.
It's incredible, actually. And I was just watching. Do you have Paramount Plus? Let me ask a question, right? So I watched.
I don't.
All right. So there's a show on there called Tulsa King. It's with Sylvester Stallone, and he's this gangster that just got out of jail after spending, you know, however many years in there. He's restarting his life from New York, and he moves to Tulsa. And the first thing he does, like in the first episode, to start building his credibility and get his money rolling again, was he walks into a fucking dispensary and he just buys it on the fucking spot. Like, he just cons the guy into selling it to him. You know what I mean? And like, he's like, no, you work for me.
Dispensaries are probably a better place to be in Oklahoma because it's so saturated. You know, literally, I've been in operations where little old ladies just decided to go for it, open up 5,000 square feet in their barn. And they were doing pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, if you had $5,000 right off the rip, they issued like 6,000 licenses. They didn't even check up on them.
$5,000?
There was one road, which I can't say which road, but there were easily 25,000 square foot operations on.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And they were, one was a multi-level HPS grow. It's just unreal. And that was 3 or 4 years ago now.
So let me ask you now, how long have you been doing facility design?
Well, that kind of came pretty organically. Okay. You know, I never expected to be in this industry. You know, I studied earth science. Like I said, I was a building analyst. I used to do energy audits on homes. And those two things kind of came together very well in this industry. Because when you do these, you know, when you sell these lights, people are like, okay, I need a lighting layout. Where do I hang them? How high do I hang them? You know, at what intensity do I have them at different periods? And then you start doing these lighting layouts and then you start, you know, building these rooms. And then you start looking at the rooms and you're like, okay, well, hey, I'd recommend you know, shrink this room, or have you thought about a test space, you know, to develop genetics and whatnot, you know, and often they hadn't. So it's just kind of come organically over the years. So maybe about 2 years ago, we started doing that a little bit more extensively.
So let me ask you, I don't know if you can talk about this, but like, what's the worst, like the worst looking facility you had to go in and like pretty much revamp? That's what I would. I don't need you to give me names, but I'm just interested in what was the, you know, the case behind it.
Well, it was just basically, and this can be said pretty much everywhere. It was a great facility with you know, good bones. It had pretty good equipment in it, but it had a team that didn't give a shit, and they weren't led well, and unfortunately, a tool is only as good as the hands that wield it. So they had an immense pest issue. They couldn't profit, and they're purchasing things that they didn't need at the wrong time. It's a business, you know. You can't just assume that it's going to be $4,000-$5,000 forever. You know, I mean, look, like mass, it was probably the longest honeymoon period I've seen in the country. Maybe, I mean, I wasn't really a part of Colorado, California, but you know, they had quite a long time of high prices. We're not going to get that in Connecticut. You know, we're saturated with the illicit market. We're bordered with a state that's got good product. It's real cheap. So it's hard to compete.
That makes total sense. Now, when you do the design, is it just lighting, or do you honestly do like everything?
Well, we have partners and stuff that will ask to maybe design like a fertigation system or you know, environmental monitoring. You know, I mean, we've vetted them on different projects and whatnot, so we'll make referrals in that regard. So, you know, a lot of it's just kind of layout, compartmentalization of risk. Where are your people going to decontaminate themselves to prevent catastrophic failures with pests or whatnot? You know, so. And even levels of redundancy in equipment, you know, you don't want just one piece of equipment that's going to keep the humidity out of your, you know, big ass room, because if it goes down again, you've worked for free for a year.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's crazy. What I want to know then is what is your stance on, how do I word this? Remediated cannabis, like people who use like RadSource and shit.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan. Not at all. And you just do it right. You know, like I don't even know how they're getting away with this stuff. You know, I guess scientifically it's okay, but I wouldn't.
Is it though? Is it though okay? I mean, here's my problem. Like if you gotta zap my weed with fucking what is it they use? I got a fucking brain fart right now. God damn it. You know, the gamma rays, whatever the fuck it is, you know, the radiation, pretty much. That's what it is. Thank you. Radiation.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to zap my weed with radiation before I can smoke it, then clearly there's something wrong there, right?
Yeah. Like, there's something wrong. It's got mold in it. It's got mold in it, or it's got something that, you know, the too high level of contaminant. You know, I mean, there's some things you can do with that kind of product, like extractions and whatnot, where you have a fine product because all of the usable material has been removed. But the idea of remediation is asinine. And I think it's somewhat of a non-issue, right? Because, you know, the market's getting mature. People know good weed. They're not going to buy that shit. It's going to look like crap. It's going to smell bad. You know, it's just not going to be good. It's somewhat of a mood issue.
You know what? I will agree with you, but I'll counter that and say there's a lot of people who are in the medical program who are not educated.
This is true.
Who do not really know that this is even happening. They just walk into the dispensary. They say, I want the weed with the most THC, whatever you got. And they go buy their couple of ace and they go home and they smoke that shit. They have no fucking clue.
I know. And our state's the worst, man.
It's
our
so bad here. So bad.
They just say, okay, here, four licenses for the richest people we could find. We'll let you totally take over the state in a medical capacity for 10 years, right? And then give you a head start on the rec side. They've been producing crap for the entire time.
Like, exactly.
We have the highest electricity rate in the country, and you're using HPS. They're burning down rooms and whatnot. It's pathetic.
It's a terrible facility. And the whole situation in Connecticut with like you said, all with how they pretty much limited it to the big four, you know, like you said, and whatever, like it's the social equity is a total fucking joke in this state.
I know. It's so sad. You know, and I think that the road to hell is paved with bricks of good intention. I think it was a good intention thing. But the way that it panned out, it's just about who's writing checks. You know, they just find people that are social equity or eligible and kind of bring them along as far as I've seen, but I don't want to speak blanketingly. I know that there are really good teams out there that have social equity people. I know of one group that's trying to get off the ground, a female run, actually, shout out to your friends earlier.
That's awesome.
Have a social equity component and,
You
know, they're good people. Like,
they're not all bad, but, you know, for the most part, they just handed the licenses out to, you know, whoever's got the cash and whoever's working with the big corporations who can supply the cash, because the prices they were charging for the licenses were so outrageous in the first place. You had to have some kind of funding or backing to have a fucking chance to even get in to this, which now brings me back here to this comment here where Adam Wells says right here, y'all are right. People just make their own, right? Now, do you guys create lights for home growers? Is it strictly for commercial?
Absolutely. We've got a whole line of lights, and depending on what you're trying to do, your skill level, we've got different products for that. Right. And, in the state you can grow 3 mature and 3 immature. You can grow a lot and you can definitely support yourself, you know, and they're not policing this stuff. If you kind of went a little past, I imagine who's going to be knocking on your door. You know, I'm not advocating that, but like, you know, and it's also a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun, but it's, you got to do a lot of homework. This is a minor in a college sense to actually grow decent cannabis in like a tent or a small room. It's pretty freaking difficult.
Yeah.
So many things go wrong. One power outage, you're done.
I can't even get it to grow outside, bro. I came home today. I had four seeds I popped. I started, and right now I'm down to two. Like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Where are you getting them?
I got all right. So I'll shout them out. I got from Deepwater Consultation over in obviously down in Southern Connecticut on the shoreline. My man, he goes by Spark Kent. That's his stage name, but he's got his own business he opened down there, and he has genetics you can get. And I actually had grabbed a couple of the Humboldt County seeds. I got the mint jelly auto, which I thought was going to be fantastic. And then I got some OG Skywalker mm-hmm. OG autos from, I think it was Barney's. It's one of those two. They're pretty big, seed slangers out there. Yeah. So you can go right to the store and pick up, seeds for whatever, right.
Good place are these conventions. You know, you can literally go into these conventions like Nikan and whatnot and get some pretty good genetics that would otherwise be pretty hard to find.
See, now I was under the impression that wasn't going to be the case.
I mean, I haven't been to, no, I have been to one in Connecticut. I can't remember if they had seeds there, but I know in Mass, Oklahoma, Michigan, all those states that I've been, we've been able to pick up seeds if we wanted to. I think I picked up one in New York once, but I never really sprouted. I've been too busy.
Yeah, well, listen, I feel like I got two kids, so like I'm like checking as thing as I can, but I don't know how I fucking killed it within 2 weeks, bro, two of them. I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what it probably is a thing called vapor pressure deficit, right? And that's a balance between relative humidity and temperature and even like light load and nutrient and all that stuff. They all come together. And if it's out of balance at all, it stresses it out and it dies.
Yeah.
So you need like a sealed space to grow in, and you need to control the humidity and the temperature and the light very precisely.
So I need to do indoor grow.
Yeah, well, basically.
So what I need to do is get a tent. I gotta get some lights from you, clearly.
Yeah. Light from me, I gotta toss you a tent. I got a tent in my car.
You got a tent in the car? Shit. Sign me the fuck up. I'll put it right in the studio and we'll document the entire grow featuring.
We gotta make sure lights. You kill it though. We gotta make sure you gotta be on this. You know what I mean? We gotta get some you're in IT, you said?
Yeah, dude. I'm very good with tech.
Get some environmental monitoring in there.
Yeah, right? That sounds amazing. That's what I need. This is my life. This is what I need. I need to be able to like the fucking rotisserie gimmick. I need to set it and forget it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I know obviously I can't set and forget it, but I want to be able to at least set it to a point where I can have a little confidence in knowing that.
There's a lot of engineering.
Well, yeah, because outside, if I put it outside now it's 45 degrees in the morning, then it's 85 degrees come the afternoon. Of course, the plant's like, what the fuck are you doing to me?
You're right. Also, I sent you a link in the private chat that's a little time lapse of when we were testing out a few of our products about, I don't know, 4 years ago.
Oh, I could totally let me throw this on the screen real quick.
Perfect. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It kind of shows our horticulture methodology a little bit. Things evolved a bit since then. We've got newer lights and kind of a little bit of a different approach. Because we keep learning and trying to do better.
Oh, nice! It's only a minute long. Perfect. Let's throw this on the screen. Boom.
Not the best quality, unfortunately. But
no, but let's check this out. This is great.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Is there any sound?
No sound. Okay. We had it available. I'm like, let's throw it online. Whatever, you know what I mean? But you can actually see these things, growing. We have another one, too. We actually have several others that are much better, and they use rock wool instead of a Hydroton, which is the substrate there. This is when we were testing out different spectrums and trying to determine, which one to go with one of our flagship units, the ABU.
That looks like a Hydro Grow.
Essentially, so like it floods that little bed of pebbles, yep. And it goes down pretty frequently, and that allows the water to deliver nutrients and whatnot, and then oxygen to hit the root zone, and the actual substrate itself has no nutrient component, so it just keeps flooding and draining and flooding and draining. I think that pulled 2.5 pounds per 4x4, but we've done 3.25 since then in a different substrate with a different light.
That's pretty awesome.
Good quality. I mean, like the best.
It looks fire. And I didn't realize you can grow so many plants in a bin like that.
Essentially, yeah. Like you can. That wouldn't be like commercially viable. You wouldn't want to do that commercially. I mean, there's some instances where it might make sense, but generally speaking, you use rock wool or cocoa, and then you have drip feeders and whatnot. That was just more or less, experimenting with spectrum.
Oh, all right. That's a pretty awesome video, seeing the lights in action.
Well, I got better ones. I'll send them to you. You can share them with your team.
Oh, I definitely would love to see them. Definitely send them over to me. So tell me more about Agro Lighting. How did you guys start up?
Well, I met a guy at a bar. Actually,
of course, that's how all the best stories start.
Yeah, no, I was at a bar, and my soon-to-be wife went up to me, and she's like, hey, that guy's really smart. You should talk to him. And I'm like, oh, he's smart. I'll talk to him. We got to be friends. He was telling me about what he was getting into, and so that's pretty interesting. You know, and I'd been a part of a startup before, and I was a little hesitant, and he wanted me to come with him and do this stuff. And I was like, I don't know. You know, I was with a startup before, and they kind of burned me. They're, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing, ripping off old ladies.
Of course, yeah.
You know, rage quit that job. Legendary rage quit. I went to him, and I was like, all right, I'll do it. And at the last second, I was like, nah, I can't do this. And I started walking out the door, and he's like, no, please, I need you. And I was like, all right, well, fine, F it, we'll do this, right? And since then, you know, we grew the business from a garage to an office with a warehouse, and we have another business that we have as well in Grow Better Industries where we do consultation work and, help do some facility management and whatnot.
That's fucking awesome, man. From a guy at a bar to a garage to the office, now you guys are just killing it right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're still alive, you know. I mean, we're not killing it. You know, we survived quite a storm last year. I think we had 5 competitors go out of business last year. So, the market was really saturated, but, you know, we're a lean team with, good products. So we were able to survive. And we also diversified our offerings so that we could deliver our knowledge, not only our products, but our knowledge to the market as well. So that helped as well. So, you know, we're still here.
That's right. So instead of just ordering lights from you, they can actually get you guys to design the whole space. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, yeah, we will. You know, we're always open to a conversation. You know, we'd love to be in production, you know, that's the dream. I'd like to, you know, definitely have our own operation, hopefully sooner rather than later.
So I guess the real question is that I haven't even asked you yet. Usually it's one of the first things. Pardon me, this joint's fucking ridiculously huge.
I wish I could smoke. I'm just getting over being sick.
Well, that answered my next question, and fuck it. I was going to ask, like, do you even smoke? Like, first off, I haven't seen you smoke. We haven't mentioned it. We haven't talked about it. Like, when
I've been smoking since I was 14, and it's kind of funny, I got caught smoking when I was like 14. I was a little hoodlum. I barely made it to college. And my mom was super pissed. And she's like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, mom, it's going to be legal someday. And she's like, I said the same fucking thing. and then here I am. I'm in the industry. And every now and then we might, you know, together. So it's pretty cool.
Isn't that funny how that goes? My mom was the same fucking way. And now she.
It was taboo, man. It was taboo. You know, it was like on the same level as like blow and like other hard drugs when it's just a plant. It's
but you know they were doing it. You know they were doing it the whole time they were yelling at us, you know?
100%. Yeah, they're hippies. You know, they were hippies. I didn't know.
Of course they were hippies. Yeah, man. That's what I mean, though. Like, of course they did it. Like, how are you going to tell me don't do it? Mom? I know. Yeah. I know.
My dad's favorite band was the Allman Brothers. You're going to tell me?
Oh, yeah.
You get down a little bit? Come on.
Dad giveaway. You know what I mean? Dad giveaway.
100%.
So what's the goals, man, for the next 5 years for you guys? Like, where do you guys see yourself doing after this? Are you planning on expanding, you know, maybe branching out?
I think that, we all have – a few of us here, like the people that kind of, you know, founded or, you know, have a little bit of a different vision, but they're somewhat aligned. I think we all love to be in production. We'd love to, you know, be partial owners and run a facility and apply all this knowledge and whatnot. And we'd also love to continue to grow our lighting brand because the current landscape is pretty dull and not really doing much. There's a few out there that have kind of a flawed logic that are still doing well, but I don't see them continuing because at the end of the day, the operations they work with are going to end up going out of business because they can't control their per pound production costs. So it'll be a slow grind there, but and beyond that, we want to get into food production. Like I mentioned before, we really want to be part of the solution for climate change and help produce food closer to where it's consumed.
So how do you make that transition?
Well, I mean, we could do it now. We came very close to one in New York, but it didn't end up working out where they were doing like microgreens and whatnot. They weren't there yet. We couldn't work with them. But we could definitely develop a light and populate a operations that's producing, you know, leafy greens and whatnot today. You know, it's just about, developing one that's suited for that plant. Like these things that we make right now are cannabis centric for the most part. There's one that we can do anything like veg stuff with because they're super powerful.
Yeah.
There's no plant that needs more light than cannabis that I know of. It's the most light hungry plant like known to man. It consumes so much photons. So you need really high powered fixtures. There's no need to put that in an environment that grows lettuce or something to that effect.
Did you know that this? I want to bring up this comment real quick that my man Adam Wall says that he's got a phone app he uses for taking light reading called Photone. I didn't know this existed. Right.
I mean, I don't know how accurate it is. You know, we use a PAR meter by Apogee. You know, Bruce Bugbee is a pioneer in you know, photosynthetic active radiation and might be redefining the McCree curve, which is our understanding of usable light for photosynthesis. That's how we assess the light load on the plants. You know, I don't know how well the you know, the apps and the phones work. You know, phones are coming, you know, light years ahead every day. You know, some of the cheaper ones work pretty good. Yep. You just need a decent idea so you can kind of match your nutrient and your CO2 and whatnot to that light load.
Shit, I just used my phone to level my camera before I went live. The built-in
what a brilliant use of it. Yeah. Like the best piece of technology humans.
I'm like, is my phone crooked or my stone? Let me check real quick.
This table's a little wobbly. One sec.
Yo, you're fucking funny, bro. Yeah. Listen, man, I just want to say it's been awesome fucking talking to you. Yeah, I'm going to let absolutely. You go. I know you're busy, man. You got a lot to do, and you haven't even been home yet. So I want to make sure you actually get home if you're still in the office right now.
Hey, man, hit me up. I'm serious. If you want to swing through that event, if you're going to be walking around, you can, you know, let me know.
I will 100% be there Sunday. I'm not sure about Saturday.
Okay, right. Well, the event's going to be on Saturday at Agave. So it is a private event. It's very small, but, you know, I can get you in there. So
word. Yeah, dude, listen, we got to talk more. I do. I want to get the grow going here. I want to get you guys out there more. I think what you got going on is fucking awesome. I love the whole idea of transitioning from, you know, just cannabis to like the entire food industry and the changes that could make. You know, just for the planet. I mean, just think about the difference, you know, being able to grow in those conditions indoors and have, and it just, the future is wild looking.
Exactly. So, I mean, we want to do more than just bring them a paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I wish you the best of luck. I'll definitely see you weekend regardless. So awesome. Make sure I hit you up. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on, taking the time to hang out with us. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome show. Awesome conversation hanging out with you, man. And if you guys want to check out Agro Lighting, it's on IG, agrolighting.ig, and of course I imagine agrolighting.com also.
That's right.
Make sure you check them out on social media, get them a follow. If you're gonna be at any can, make sure you hit up Matt, hit me up, and we'll be up there, you know, hanging out. So make sure you find us there, my man. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, man.
To be blunt, weed is going to save the world, Donna. You goddamn right. You goddamn right, Donna. Weed is saving the world. It is. It's proof. And Adam said it a million times during the show. Grow your own. Grow your own. That's where it's at, because I wouldn't trust the medical shit for... As I tell my kid, ew, yucky. Every time I change his diaper. Ew, yucky. That's how I would describe the corporate cannabis in Connecticut. So stay away. Find a local craft or vendor. Head up the Woman in the Wellness event happening Saturday and maybe find yourself some cool stuff there. I'm sure you'll be able to get whatever you want. It'll be provided by at least a 50% owned women business. So can't beat that. And my face is gone now. That's okay though. We fix this. I'm high. I should have lit up that giant joint, yo, because I'm tripping over my words, yo. What I wanted to say was shout out and thank you to Susie Q all the way from the UK calling in. Shout out to Kelsey and Mallory of your favorite book club. Make sure you check out your favorite book club on IG to get tickets for Saturday's Women in Wellness event and more, because they put on events at the Spotlight Arena all week. You heard it live 6 days a week. There's something going on there. So if you need trees, don't go to fucking any of them. Ugh. yucky. Remember that. Hashtag ew yucky. On that note, we'll be back next week. Speaking of any can, make sure I don't want to mess up the name here. I suck because I should have had this written down and I didn't, and I feel like an idiot. There it is. Yes, thank you. Mark Sheppard. Next week, the man behind Any Can, Mark Sheppard, one of the men behind Any Can. It's not just men, but he's one of the guys. God damn it. Stop talking. From Any Can, Mark Sheppard joining me next week to talk all about next weekend's event happening in Hartford, Connecticut. So make sure you stay tuned in for that. If you're from CT, you're not going to want to miss this shit. I am, yes, Donna. I'm too stoned. Shout out to Donna because I'm too stoned. So now my ass is high. I got the munchies. I'm going to go post some podcast clips on the IG and on the YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube, what are you waiting for? YouTube.com/2BEBLUNT podcast. And, of course, www.2BBLUNTpodcast.com. You can find all our links there. It's going down. I'll see you next week. Same weed time, same weed channel.